Great to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, we're going to touch on the millions of Americans who are serving as non-professional or family caregivers for a loved one. Increasingly, this is something that families and individuals across the country are having to deal with. People are living longer than ever before. Healthcare, frankly, is better. And with the advances in technology, medical technology, well, indeed, people can live a long time, even with very serious diseases and conditions. It's been said that the closest thing to being cared for is to actually care for someone else. And to better understand caregiving in America is none other than Transamerica's Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, I know you did a recent survey, a big report on the many faces of caregivers, a close-up look at caregiving and its impacts. What did the survey yield in terms of headlines?
Yes. Well, the Transamerica Institute survey of over 3,000 non-professional caregivers, these are caregivers who, this isn't their full-time job, examined their duties and the impact caregiving has on many areas of their lives. The study looks at who is providing care, how that care affects their career, health, and financial situation, and also what resources do caregivers need to juggle everything they have going on. So we felt it was a snapshot or a window into their lives. Another interesting result was that it really spreads across all generations. They were millennials were providing care, Gen X were providing care. In the case of Gen X, often children and parents, so the sandwich generation. Baby boomers, of course, are providing care, and even matures, who are the generation born before 1946, are providing a lot of care, in that case, mostly for their spouses.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that the percentage of millennials, 34% were providing caregiver, whereas baby boomers, it's about 37%. So in fact, you know, it's pretty close. That's remarkable.
Yes. So millennials are taking care of parents, grandparents. In terms of employment, 60% are employed in some capacity, including 13% that are part-time. So they are working and they are providing this care. And then one thing that really surprised me was that the length of service. 74% of caregivers have provided care for one or more years, which is a long time, but 27% have cared for their care recipient for over 5 years.
Wow.
That is a very long time of having to care for someone
else. And having to balance working and taking care of their own financial needs and their own their own life. Let's also turn to the topic of health. What are the health implications of caregiving?
Absolutely. And you alluded to it earlier with the juggling of a job and other responsibilities. Caregivers are very susceptible. So 55% of caregivers say that their caregiving duties often leaves them physically or emotionally exhausted. And a similar 55% of caregivers say their own health has taken a backseat to that of their care recipient. And then finally, the report also found that 1 in 6 or 17% of caregivers said their health has gotten worse or declined since becoming a caregiver. It's definitely impacting their health.
Well, this is a topic, Hector, we'll continue to return to because it's a big one. The implications are pretty significant, again, for individuals and families, but for our country in general. So thanks for
And a lot of these people are suffering in silence, and you know, we need to support them more.
Right. Well, thanks again, Hector. We'll come back to this in future shows. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.